Hello.
Mr. Eugene, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
Yes, definitely voting.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Is it Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, or not registered in a party, or
some other political Independent. Party?
And how should I record your answer on this?
No, independent, no affiliation.
Oh, thank you. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. And if that's the case, what is your main racial background? Is it African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or other?
White.
Thank you. And for classification purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
Over 65.
Thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely voting for the Democratic candidate, probably voting for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Leonard Spencer.
I've never heard of him.
Thank you. Then we have Carolina Amici.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of her?
I don't have any.
No opinion? Or
I guess a favorable one.
Okay, so if that's the case, is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Just favorable.
Well, the options that we have is very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable?
Yes.
Thank you. Then we have Scott Boyd.
A what?
Scott Boyd.
Don't know him.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
No opinion. Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Erin Huntley.
Never heard of him.
And Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Thank you. And is that so much unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing and says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, I want to ask you, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, due to the state representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. Now, first, to clear up, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Neither.
Thank you. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Neither.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Neither.
And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Neither.
Thank you. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes only. Now, and regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you vote for candidates for political office? Would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
I don't have either or. I don't know how to answer that.
Yes, the options that we have in the middle is usually vote Democrats, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or usually vote Republican. How should I record your answer?
It would be Republican, but not for sure.
Okay. But how should I record your answer in this case?
Republican, not Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And do you consider yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma,
yes.
High school such? Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. For quality assurance purposes, I need to read everything verbatim, even though I already know your opinion. Now, was it less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time, sir. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.